Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
On his sickbed prior to his death, the English preacher Charles Spurgeon said, "If you do not wish to be full of regrets when you're forced to lie still, work while you can. If you desire to make a sickbed as soft as it can be, do not stuff it with mournful reflections that you wasted time when you were in health and strength." I suppose it's only natural that when you get to the place which Spurgeon described, that you have some regrets. You can no longer climb that mountain or swim the lagoon. Neither can you jump stairs two at a time or run and leap across the meadow. But that's not what Spurgeon had in mind. What he was really talking about is coming to the sunset of your life, then looking back, realizing you took the wrong road and wasted a lot of your years. To ensure that you will have no regrets, put into operation the following four guidelines, which can make a tremendous amount of difference. Guideline 1, do it now. Don't wait until you retire to start that hobby, or the mission trip, or get busy remodeling the house, or, are you ready for this? Get into the shoebox in the closet and sort out those letters you wrote to your old girlfriend before you were married, the ones you would just as soon your children never read after you're gone. I'm also suggesting that you make peace with your enemies and get rid of the bitterness which made enemies out of friends. Guideline 2. Plan it now. Okay, there are some things that you can't do now, things that take preparation and planning. That fishing trip with your boys, the anniversary weekend you kept promising your wife, the retirement program that you've been intending to eventually set up. Good intentions are not enough. A dream, said someone, is a goal with a timeline attached. By the way, put to rest that notion that there will be plenty of time later on. You cannot broker your future. As she lay dying, Queen Victoria, the British monarch, is said to have cried out, my kingdom for an inch of time. I'm amazed at the number of people who have no written will outlining what they want done with their assets, which incidentally often go to the government or pass into the hands of those who will little appreciate them or use them as the donor would have wanted. Guideline 3, say it now. That teacher who so influenced your life, you've always been intending to find her and tell her how much you appreciated what she did for you. You've also been intending to tell your father how much you do love him, something which just doesn't come easy because of a broken home. Don't wait. Say it now while he's still alive. Guideline 4, live it now. Make your peace with God now, not when you're on a deathbed. Deathbed conversions are seldom real, said Matthew Henry long ago, adding, and true conversions are seldom made on a deathbed. Writing to the Corinthians, Paul penned these strong words. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. There are times when hard-working, thoughtful people ignore God until they are felled by a stroke or a massive heart attack. Then they find it difficult to do much straight thinking. Don't wait until you are faced with a final exam to start cramming for the test. Find out what the Bible says about making peace with God, so when you stand at the door of God's heaven and knock, your knees won't be making more noise than your knuckles. Good advice to making your sick bed softer. Do it now, friend. It's never too late to get started.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.